Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, businesses and councillors in Bundoran and County Donegal have expressed concern over hundreds of car enthusiasts planning to gather in the town on St. Patrick's Day. Will the meetup cause chaos in the town on one of the busiest days of the year? Well, that's what we're going to be discussing, because local businesses are concerned. Gardaí have launched an action plan to deal with the event on St. Patrick's Day. Councillors in Gardaí fear plans by the group to converge on Bundoran will bring chaos to the town on what is a very busy day of the year. Sinn Féin councillor Michael McMahon joins us. Michael, what are your concerns, or what concerns are you hearing about this event?
Well, we don't know that much about it. We know that there's cars coming. I don't think there's hundreds of cars coming. There will be cars coming, but we don't know how many, because unfortunately the people that organise this never engage with the local community or the council or the Gardaí.
So how did you even find out about it?
It was picked up on social media. That's how we found out about it, you know.
Okay, so on social media, they're saying that this meet, as they call it, is happening at 5 o'clock outside at the car park at Gold Rush Amusements. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. Now we're welcoming everybody to come to Bundoran, you know, and we want people to come. We want families to come. We want everybody to come and have a good time and look, be safe, you know. But we're very concerned and worried about the amount of cars that may come to Bundoran on St. Patrick's Day, because it's a big parade. Starts at 3 o'clock. There'd be adding up to 10,000 people there. And there's quite a lot of overseas visitors coming over for this parade, you know. And we don't think it was the appropriate time. But what we are saying to them very clearly, if they do come to Bundoran, that they behave in a proper fashion, and that they show, you know, a bit of reality to the local people and the people that are parading, and that, you know, they look out if they want to come. That's their prerogative, you know. We would hope that they wouldn't come on St. Patrick's Day, because it is a day out for everybody, a day out for families, a day out for visitors, and it's a big weekend. It's a bank holiday weekend. Starts on Friday and right up to Monday, and we do believe that you know, that it is a cause for concern for myself and for the people of the area and for the community in Bundoran, you know.
What is your main concern, though? Sorry, Michael. What is your main concern? Are you concerned about volume, or are you concerned about the potential for antisocial behaviour? What is the concern?
The concern is that there could be antisocial behaviour with these cars. We've had past experience with them, you know, in the town over the years, and that's why we are...
And tell me what sorts of things happened in the past.
But I mean, if they have their cars and if they park up, that's great. But what they do is they drive around the town in circles around the town on several occasions, doing different wheelies on the town, and they do stop in the middle of the street and blowing out smoke, and they just become what I would call a nuisance, you know. But if they come and behave themselves and park up and want to take photographs of the cars and have a good time, that's welcome. But we're not welcoming them if they're going to go around the town in droves and cause a problem for the local community and for the people there.
Now, you mentioned already that there was an attempt made to contact the organisers of this event, but they haven't in any way engaged with you.
That's right. We have asked on several occasions, myself, Discover Bundoran team, we have asked, you know, that if they want to have a day in Bundoran or whatever the case may be, to engage with us. And up to date, at this time, present time, they haven't done that. And that's very, very annoying.
Okay, that obviously adds then to your concern, the mystery of who's even organising this.
That is right. Well, we organised the St. Patrick's Day Parade, which is a fantastic parade, you know, and we have a responsibility to our patrons coming in and to our patrons leaving, you know, and to people that are there all day, so that everybody looks after themselves and that they are being looked after. And we certainly are worried about this. If they'd engage with us, and even at this minute in time, if they are listening to this programme this afternoon, I would ask them to get in touch with me or get in touch with the Gardaí or get in touch with somebody in the town here, and we could have a conversation regarding that. We don't want to be a spoiled sport. We're not a spoiled sport, you know. People are entitled to come in Dannytown and have a good time, you know. But what they're not entitled to do is to take over the town to a certain extent and cause a problem for us, and especially on St. Patrick's Day.
Now, okay, now, if they are planning to meet at 5 o'clock, as we mentioned, the social media post suggests that they're meeting at 5 o'clock at Gold Rush Amusements, will the parade be over by then?
Well, the parade will just be over by then. People, you know, want to walk around the town, want to go to the restaurants, want to go to the bars, want to go to the amusements, want to have a good time, want to walk around and see the town, especially the fact is that we have a lot of visitors coming in as well. You know, want to have take a look at the town to see what they think about it and the way it's run and the way it looks, and go to the beach and go to the sea and all like that, you know. And the last thing they need to see is cars spinning around the town in a Radigan manner.
Okay, but stay with me for a moment, if you can, please, Michael, because on the other line I have Katie. And Katie, you go to these car meetups. You're not going to this one, I understand, but you do go to them. Tell me what happens at these car meets.
Most of the time, literally 90% of the time, people just come, park up, leave their car sitting there and chat to their friends that they might have seen for so long. Like, it is a good opportunity to meet up with people they haven't seen in a while and make new friends. Like, obviously there is that kind of 1% of people that don't get that part and do mess, but other than that, it is just
so like, what do you talk about? You're looking at each other's cars, or
like lots of people that, like, from God only knows, like BMWs to Nissans, like everybody goes and shows off their builds and stuff and what they've done to the car, what they haven't done, what they want to do, you know.
And, like, okay, you said that most of you just park up, sit around, shoot the breeze, have a look at each other's cars. But there is that antisocial element to these meetups, but you believe it's very minor.
Well, from my experience with them anyway, most of the meets I've been to over the last couple of years, it is really, really chill. But then you have the one or two people that kind of just want to mess and do go up and down really fast and, you know, hit the limiter, I suppose you could say. But other than that, they are usually always chill and like that.
Okay, so as I said, I know you're not going to this particular event in Bundoran, but like I said, locals, businesses, councillors, the guards are concerned about it. Have they any reason to be concerned, any need to be concerned?
Not necessarily, unless someone was to do something really stupid, but like that, it is just to park up and meet up with people for St. Patrick's Day to celebrate together and show off their cars and stuff like that. Most of the time, the businesses actually get a bit more kind of benefits from it, because like, they buy petrol and drinks and go into the restaurants and stuff like that. So they don't, in my opinion anyway, they don't really have much to worry about.
Okay, but thanks very much, Katie. Let me talk to a business owner from Bundoran, and Dermot Doherty is from the Bank Bar. Dermot, what are business owners thinking about this planned event for 5 o'clock on St. Patrick's Day?
Well, Adrian, we've had these meets before, and for the majority of people, it can be a great inconvenience. Regarding the one on St. Patrick's Day, they talk about 5 o'clock and the parade will be over. What happens on Bundoran's St. Patrick's Day, the town is extremely busy, as previously said. The parade wraps up 4:30, 4 to 5. The main street is opened again. And it takes about 2 hours for the traffic to clear. So there's an issue with traffic on St. Patrick's Day anyway. It's probably the busiest day of the year in regards to traffic, people coming and going. And this is only going to add to the problem. The fact that these people appears on Facebook, which is fine, anybody's entitled to come to Bundoran, but they don't engage with us. We have events every weekend at Bundoran, and I'm a member of Discover Bundoran, and we work with the people and everything, and we always want to make an event better and bigger. If these people would engage with us, we could maybe get a location for them. We have a vintage car show which takes place in the summer. It's located in the West End car park. They go in there in the morning, they park up, they raise money for charities every year, and it's a fantastic event. If we could engage and maybe make it a bigger thing where there would be people that sell parts for these modified cars, you know, exhaust.
And actually make a proper event out of it.
make a proper event out of it. We would work with anybody to make something for Bundoran. At this stage now, I would say that it would, if these people would reconsider and come on Monday, they'd be more than welcome, because Bundoran traffic on next Sunday, weather looks good, we'll have a bumper crowd, the town is booked out for the whole weekend. If they would reconsider and come on Monday, they could come earlier. They can have the space. The town won't be as busy. The traffic won't be as busy. I mean, if they come at 5 o'clock, which they probably won't get into town because the traffic doesn't move for 2 hours after the parade, it's dark at 6:30. If they want to look at each other's cars and they look at each other's engines and whatnot, I'm sure it's great fun for them, and there's a lot of enthusiastic people that are into that type of thing. They'd be better, far better coming on Monday, come at 2 o'clock, and they can have the whole Charter Sea car park for them, which is a massive area. They can go down there, they can all chat. The weather still looks good for Monday. So, look, talk to us.
Obviously, that is one of the big concerns, that attempts have been made to reach out to the people organising this, but they haven't engaged at all.
Well, we have previous experience of these, and they're very popular in the Northwest. There's a big one in Portrush, and then the same crew can organise one in Bundoran, as far as I know. But, you know, we'd like to make it a proper family event and a controlled environment like we do at every other festival that comes to Bundoran. But please reconsider. Come on Monday, you'll have much more, the town will be much quieter, you'll have much more space to look at your cars, you can have the whole day in Bundoran. And please encourage people to stop the noise pollution. The revving and the driving, blocking up the whole main street, parking side by side and talking and blocking the whole traffic. It's really frustrating for the business community. It's frustrating for families that are coming to Bundoran. Bundoran's very family orientated. We get 3-4 generations of families coming in, and that's what they expect of Bundoran, particularly for the parade. They come to have a good time. I mean, I've had accommodation, and I've had a family on previous occasions that had a child that was very frightened of noise, which I understand, because one of my own grandchildren wouldn't even go into a toilet where there was a hairdryer because of the noise that it made. And the family booked out of the accommodation. The child was terrified. You know, so everybody, we want everybody to enjoy themselves in Bundoran, but come in, you know, spark up, enjoy, look at your cars, but please, please don't drive around the town blocking it up, revving, you know.
Which unfortunately has happened in the past.
It has happened, and there's no beating about the bush. And I know you have people on, and that young lady and, you know, her experience. But I have businesses on the main street, and I'm only explaining my experience. And it's great for some people, but for the majority of people that come to Bundoran, it's not a pleasant experience. And we want everybody to have a pleasant experience. We will be chock-a-block with families on Sunday. If you have to come, please reconsider and come on Monday. They haven't got anywhere booked or anything like that, so it would just be a case of rearranging their post on Facebook. You know, we're going for Monday. I'm sure the people coming for the cars would have a much better experience, and it would be much better for the town. And I'm sure they'd be welcome on Monday. But, you know, please have consideration. Where they meet up, there's it's in the car park of a block of apartments above the amusements at the meetup. And I mean, I've had people that have booked in there for the weekends when they've been there in the summer, saying that they got no sleep. The cars come the night before, they're partying and revving and doing wheelies or whatnot, not wheelies, burnouts in the car park, and they've had no sleep the whole night. So, you know, everybody, we want everybody to have a good time.
If there was a bit of engagement, then you could arrange for them to actually meet at a more suitable location that isn't. I've seen where Gold Rush Amusements is and the apartment block above it. You're suggesting that we could come to some arrangement that you could come to the town, but somewhere else, and please come on Monday.
Well, that would be made. We talk to anybody. We want everybody to have a good time in Bundoran. We don't want to exclude anybody. But when an event that doesn't engage with us, it causes great inconvenience to a lot of other people, we feel that we're right to, you know, want to engage and try and get it to an organised level where the town would benefit, the people would benefit, it would be much more enjoyable for everybody.
In fact, somebody just messaged us a moment ago to say the fact that they haven't engaged with the local community tells you everything about it. And that obviously would be a concern, that there has been no engagement.
Absolutely. You know, this isn't the first time we've tried to engage, and there's been issues with the previous meetups, which this is the first time, to my recollection, where they've had an organised meetup on St. Patrick's Day. There would be small numbers of guys from the local area would come down and sit down there and chat, and they don't cause anybody any grief. But the level that normally, the number of cars we normally get when these meets are organised on the Facebook page, Port Car Scene or whatever it's called, I can't off the top of my head, the numbers are quite large. And, you know, look, 90% of the guys may sit there, or the young ladies or whatever, sit there and just have the crack. But there's always that percentage, and it does cause a lot of inconvenience to the
And obviously, yeah, because St. Patrick's Day is a bank holiday north and south of the border, the concern obviously would be that it will be a high volume that will turn up. Stay with me for one second, if you can, please. I want to go to Lauren on the other line. And Lauren, you also go to these meetups around Dublin. I know you're not going to this one in Bundoran, but what do they entail?
Hey, Adrian, how are you?
Good, thanks.
So, in terms of obviously the car community, like at the end of the day, you know, we all build our cars how we want them, and, you know, we want to show them off. And that's kind of, I suppose, how the car community works. You know, like obviously, as the girl earlier on had said, like there is going to be very small percentage of these people that are going to, you know, not follow rules. And like that is what kind of pulls us down as a car community. You know, like 99% of us all are respectful to the law. Like we all have our NCTs and tax insurance and stuff like that. We all organise events, and every event that we organise, like we will always say, there's no message to respect all businesses, areas that we're in, you know, and that's how we go, and that's how I've experienced it.
Okay, but by your own admission, though, Lauren, there is that percentage that do carry on and behave in an antisocial way with their cars.
Yeah, but it's like anything, there's always going to be some, in any circumstance, somebody is not going to follow a rule, you know, and that's going to drag down anything in any circumstance. It's not just the car community. But yes, like, of course, that's going to be...
No, but you can understand why the local community in Bundoran is concerned at a whole gang arriving at 5 o'clock just after the parade finishes. And even if one or two cars act the maggot in the town, that's one or two too many.
Yeah, but I can't imagine anyone causing any sort of issue there on the weekend, to be honest, because these people that are going to these car communities, these kind of events, like, they are always respectful. I can't imagine with the crowd of people that are going to be there that there's going to be any sort of bad behaviour, and there's not. I can't imagine that, to be honest. The most thing that somebody might do is probably rev their car. That's it. Like nobody's going to be racing or anything like that. It's not going to be that environment at all.
Okay, I wonder, does that Michael McMahon? Let me go back to you, Sinn Féin councillor. Michael, does that reassure you somewhat? That
it would reassure me if it would happen, but I mean, that doesn't happen, you know. Now, there is a percentage of cars that will come that will have manners, but there's a fair percentage, a big percentage, that do not say or do what the lady is saying there. I mean, we would welcome them and would work with them if they stayed where they were and looked at the cars and took photographs of the cars, but they don't stay there. What they do is abominable. They go around the town speeding, blowing out smoke and the thing. And it's not just as simple as that. We wouldn't be on this radio programme today, first of all, if they would engage with us, and secondly, if it was going to be an ordinary day where they would, you know, not come on the St. Patrick's Day, and also that when they would come, that they would park up and behave in a proper fashion. It just doesn't happen like that. And we're not making this up. This is a serious situation. This is a cause for serious concern, and it's not as simple as that. Like, you know, we want them. We want, as has been said there, we want everybody to come to Bundoran, but we want them to show respect. Look out for people that are walking there. Look out for people that are walking around the town. Look out for people that are having a good time. Look out for different aspects of it. We don't want them driving around the town in a bad, in a mad fashion. And a large percentage of them, not them all, but a large percentage of them doesn't do that.
Because if they did do that, then we wouldn't have any problem. Mm,
okay, in fact, I just got a message here to say there was a car event in Bundoran on the August bank holiday last year. I found really rude behaviour with three young lads who were bystanders watching the event and purposely stood in front of our car to make sure a souped-up car could get in front of me and my family. Just because I had a non-modified car, they thought they were being hard men. Another message says, the car community gets a bad rep for no good reason. My son is heavily involved and it's the greatest interest to have. Isn't it better to be involved in that than hanging around drinking? But your concern, Michael, is based on previous experience with these car meets in Bundoran.
That is correct. Correct. That is right. It's the experience that we have had for the last couple of years, you know. And, you know, if they would talk to us and would engage with us, and we have said this on several occasions and on different radio programs, then we could work with them. But, I mean, the fact is that we just see it on Facebook, social media, and they're coming, you know. And they're given is a concern that we don't really need. What we want to do is have a good parade, a nice parade, a lot of visitors coming in to look in Bundoran, and have a good afternoon in Bundoran. These guys stand at their cars. That's fair enough. But then they go around the town, sitting on the top of the cars, shouting out the windows, shouting abuse at different people, including the Gardaí, and that has happened. So we shouldn't have to tolerate anything like that. So what I'm asking them, if they are coming, hopefully that they won't come, to behave in a proper manner and do exactly what the guards and the stewards want them to do. Stay up in the car park where they are and enjoy themselves and go home in a good fashion.
Okay, now the good side of this is that the Gardaí are launching an operation on the day. It is St. Patrick's Day, so there will be a heavier Garda presence than normal, I should imagine. So that might help to keep a lid on this and keep it under control and stop all of the stop the antisocial behaviour that can go on.
Yeah, we have been working very closely with the guards, and I want to take the opportunity to thank them very much. The local sergeant who is doing thorough work on this to make sure that the day goes off in a good way, and that we have a good time, and that there's money spent in Bundoran, and we're welcoming in Bundoran. And we'd ask these cars again. I'm appealing at this stage as a public representative for the cars to behave in a proper fashion. And don't try and manipulate our town in the way that they normally do.
All right. Sinn Féin Councillor Michael McMahon, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Dermot Doherty, thank you. And Katie and Lauren, thank you, all of you. Let me just read a couple of messages on this. I came across one of these shows in Galway a few years ago. I did find it very intimidating. I don't think they're appropriate for a town. They should be in a car park out of town somewhere. Another one says, I'm from out the road a bit from Bundoran, and I've been there when one of these gatherings occurred. It's a total blockade of the town. Can't get around. Noise and idiots speeding and revving up the cars. I was nearly clipped by a car and witnessed antisocial shouting at people around the town. What a total pain. One final message. All you have to do is look at the donut tire marks around the country roads to tell you the type of individuals you were dealing with here in illegally modified cars. People of Bundoran are being too polite in their protests.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.